This is WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. A measure to remake English language education in Massachusetts is making its way through the halls of Beacon Hill. Today, the bill easily passed in the House. It calls for an end to an English immersion experiment that critics say has failed. As WBUR's Max Larkin reports, this is the third attempt at fixing a persistent problem.
In 1971, Massachusetts became the first state to attempt bilingual education, using students' native languages to teach them math and history as well as English. But over time, some critics argued that the state's approach tended to strand students in their native languages.
What we were basically creating were Spanish and Portuguese-speaking ghettos in our public schools.
That's Lincoln Tamayo. He says that as a school principal in Chelsea, he saw firsthand how bilingual education failed. And that's why he quit that job and became the face of a 2002 ballot campaign to adopt a new curriculum where students learn and speak almost entirely in English. That curriculum, known as Sheltered English Immersion, had been adopted in California and Arizona. In Massachusetts, it won allies like Mitt Romney, then running for governor. At a debate, Romney cited statistics showing that students learned English more quickly under immersion.
This is about giving our kids the chance to speak that language that fits all in this country, English.
Massachusetts voters agreed, passing the measure by a 2-to-1 margin. That was 15 years ago. Today, the state isn't seeing that promised progress. Students in immersion can still take many years to learn English proficiently. And English learners drop out of high school more than any other group. On Beacon Hill, a compromise emerged last night. It would allow school districts once again to use students' native languages or a dual language approach as they build English proficiency. State Senator Sal DiDomenico sponsored the Senate version of that bill. He says it isn't just a lurch back to a failed model.
There's better tools, better instruction, and people now have a better sense of how to teach in this model.
What's more, DiDomenico says, districts that want to retain an immersion approach can do so, though all districts will have to submit their plans to the State Board of Education. DiDomenico says that the bill may help undo stigma as it prepares students for a future outside the classroom.
Many industries are looking for bilingual employees. Being bilingual is an asset. It's a benefit to the success of our children.
The last 15 years, he says, have changed a lot of minds about what a second language can mean. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.